thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From Genesis 1:26, then God said, "Let us make humans in our image. In our likeness, let them rule." At creation, God said something interesting about us. Let them rule. In other words, He invested you with full authority for managing your life. You serve as His agent on earth to make sure His will is done. But beware, Satan will try to get you to hand your rule over to him, or deceive you into believing you have no power and he has it all, or else encourage you to rule your life based on your own skewed judgments and distorted views. It's not until you rule with wisdom and walk according to the precepts of God's word that you enter into a complete and comprehensive realization of his design for your life. God reigns over all, but he has given you dominion in your sphere of influence. The heavens belong to the Lord, but he has given the earth to all humanity. God empowers you to make right choices and decisions and tailors his reactions to your actions. Sometimes we sit around waiting for God to act when the truth is he is waiting for us to make a move. Tony Evans writes that God has maintained a base of sovereign boundaries, a sphere he will not allow people to trespass on, but simultaneously opened up a field where we get to call the plays, leaving him to respond accordingly. For example, if you want to be forgiven, you must forgive others. And if you want to walk in his blessings, you must walk in obedience. You are called to reign in life by Jesus Christ. From Vision's Word for Today, either rule or be ruled.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.